What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
Right. Thanks for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Publicity Coordinator Liz Carrillo, and we are continuing our tour of the city's markets. Liz, where are we heading today?
Great. Thanks, Erin. Yeah, today we're going to visit bustling downtown Brooklyn. So right at the office steps of our borough president, Marty Markowitz, who, by the way, is a self-proclaimed fresh food lover and regularly shops at Green Markets, is our Brooklyn Borough Hall Green Market. So this season, the Brooklyn Borough Hall Green Market is celebrating its 30th year of being open. So it's a longtime staple in a neighborhood that's been steadily changing for many years. I love this space because not only is it a transportation hub, so you see all kinds of people, but mostly because it's the only market where we have so much space. A full market, lots of farmers there, but also lots of elbow room, which is a rare commodity at most green markets across the city, as everybody knows. The market's surrounded by multiple fountains. There is an adjacent corridor lined with benches that leads right into Columbus Park. Also, the local business improvement district provides us with tables and chairs for setting up in the middle of the market, so customers have a place to relax and visit with each other. The Brooklyn Borough Hall Market's open Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays year-round, so on the weekdays, you'll see a lot of downtown commuters, people visiting the courthouse. But on Saturday, you'll see a lot more families coming from surrounding residential neighborhoods to shop at the farm stands, drop off textiles for recycling, food scraps for composting, and, you know, all the services we provide at that market.
Awesome. So when folks show up to do some food shopping, what can they expect to find? Who are the producers we should be looking for?
Yeah, since the market's open 3 days during the week, there's a wide range of producers. What stands out to me is that there are a couple of our South Jersey farmers there, Phillips and Kernan Farms, meaning that our customers at Brooklyn Borough Hall get first dibs on spring produce as it's starting to arrive. They'll see asparagus and strawberries 1 to 3 weeks before a market that doesn't host a South Jersey farmer. Also attending all 3 days of this market is Wilco Orchards. They have a veritable array of farm products, orchard fruit and berries, vegetables, apple cider, baked goods, including their incredible apple cider donuts. And at this time of year, loads of potted plants and flowers to help get your garden growing. Fred Wilco, the head farmer, has recruited most of his family to work on the farm in Ulster County, including Albert, who a lot of people at Brooklyn Borough Hall know, Fred and Albert. He's his enterprising son. He's now head of their hard cider business and sells it at the market through his company, Bad Seed Cider. So the Wilco family, especially Fred, is very, very popular in Brooklyn. He says he can barely walk a block of Court Street without running into regular customers who he's known for years who inquire about his business and his family. So that's got to be kind of fun for a farmer that lives upstate.
Yeah, no, it's awesome to have that upstate, downstate connection. I also have to throw in a plug for the Bad Seed Cider. There is nothing bad about it. It's so delicious.
It is very good. It's in my market neighborhood, my neighborhood market too. I love it.
So when we head over to the Borough Hall area, I mean, after we do shopping, what else would you recommend? Like, what else is going on in that area that we should be checking out?
Yeah, it all depends what direction you want to walk in. So you head directly north, you'll walk through Columbus Park, right under the BQE and into Dumbo. Brooklyn Bridge Park is right there. While you're there, you can grab grub at Superfine, delicious markety restaurant, and Brooklyn Ice Cream Factory right on the water. If you go directly west, you can walk the Brooklyn Promenade and get stunning views downtown Manhattan and the Statue of Liberty. Southeast, you could shop at the Fulton Mall, always a fun and interesting experience, or southwest to one of Green Market staff's favorite specialty food stores, Sahadi's. You can load up on all non-farmers market ingredients, dried fruits, nuts, meats, delicious fancy candies, incredible Middle Eastern prepared foods. So visiting Sahadi's is such a treat, a very only a New York experience, and one you can do after visiting the Brooklyn Borough Hall Green Market.
Nice. Well, now that I have my Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday planned, it's a very full week, but do you guys have other events or things going on that I should be keeping a little space free for?
Yeah, so mostly what's happening right now for us is that spring is arriving daily at markets across the city. Asparagus showed up at market yesterday, so look for that rolling in over the next few weeks. Also ramps, green garlic, spring greens, lots of delicious forage foods out there, everything you need to get your spring detox on. But in terms of events, tonight NYU Wagner's hosting a panel series or a panel discussion called Local Governance and Food Systems at NYU. Kim Kessler, the food policy coordinator for the city, will be on the panel, someone from Brooklyn Food Coalition, so Nevin from the New School. So it's a really nice lineup of people talking about food systems. And coming up this Saturday, we're going to have 11 Madison Park at the market doing the book signing with Elizabeth Jones, who's hosting Food Book Fair, of course. So she hosts all of our book signings in our markets, and we have a nice roster coming up for the season. So it's going to kick off this Saturday with 11 Madison there. So very excited to see them. And then I want to give a shout-out, one last thing, to Earth Days next week. And New School is hosting their outdoor pop-up sustainability classes Monday from 1 to 4 and Wednesday from 1 to 4 in Union Square, smack in the middle of the market. The grad students lead workshops throughout the day. So that's a really fun way for us to get people involved and celebrate Earth Day.
Awesome. As a New School alum, I have to plug it as well. So thanks for giving us the update, and appreciate all the work you guys are doing. If folks want to find out more about what's going on at the markets, get info on cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, find out what growers at what markets, what days, definitely check them out at www.grownyc.org. You can also find them on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, whatever your favorite social media platform is. Make sure you're connected with the Green Market, and make sure you tune in next week for another update from Grow NYC.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website, or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.